Transform an Amen style, kick weight for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. Beginner lesson, drum and bass groove focus. Alright, let's take that classic Amen attitude and give the kick more chest and floor weight, like it's pushing air in a big concrete room. The key idea today is simple, we're not trying to replace the break, we're keeping the swing and the identity, we're just going to build a clean, controllable weight layer underneath it, using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. Before we touch any effects, quick coach question. What does weight mean for your track? If you want chest punch, you're aiming roughly around 80 to 130 Hz. If you want that floor push sub feeling, you're living more like 40 to 70 Hz. Pick one hero zone for the kick weight layer, because if you try to own all of it, it's going to blur with the bass and get messy fast. Step 0. Session setup. Fast and correct. Set your tempo to drum and bass speed, 170 to 174 BPM. Let's start at 172. Drop in an Amen style break. Any Amen derived loop works. Click the clip and set up warp. Turn warp on. Set the mode to beats. Preserve transients. Make sure transient loop mode is off. Then set envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That usually keeps the bite but avoids that crispy, digital sandpaper sound. If the break starts flaming or getting grainy, here's a practical trick. Switch to Complex Pro just to help you find and place warp markers cleanly, then switch back to Beats mode for punch. Beats mode is usually the one that keeps the kick and snare hitting like drums. Step 1. Make the break groove stable without killing the swing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and choose the built-in slicing preset to drum rack. Now Ableton creates a drum rack with your break chopped into pads. Hit play and check the feel. It should still roll like the original. If it feels too stiff, you've got two easy options. Option 1. Open the MIDI clip and nudge a couple hits slightly late, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Tiny moves. We're not rewriting the drummer. We're just restoring feel if slicing made it too grid perfect. Option 2. Use the groove pool. Drop in something subtle, like MPC 16 swing 55 to 60 and apply it lightly, around 20 to 40%. The goal is rolling, not sloppy. Step 2. Identify the kick slice. This is your anchor. In the drum rack, find the pad that triggers the kickish hit. It's often the first big transient, but don't assume. Solo that pad and listen. You're listening for that low mid thump plus the front click. When you find it, rename the pad Amen Kick. That little rename saves your brain later. Step 3. Create the dedicated kick weight layer. This is the key move. We're going to reinforce the kick with clean, controlled low end, but keep the Amen character by using the Amen Kick itself as the source. Create a new audio track and name it Kick Weight. On the Amen drum rack track, solo only the Amen Kick pad. On your Kick Weight audio track, set the input to resampling. Now record a few hits, or just record a bar where the kick is repeating. Stop. Pick the best clean hit, trim it, and consolidate with CMD or Control J. Now you have a separate kick audio clip you can process hard, without wrecking the rest of the break. Quick leveling tip before effects. Turn your monitoring down a bit. Warehouse weight is the easiest thing on earth to overdo. If it feels big at low volume, you're usually in the right zone. Step 4. Shape the kick weight with a stock device chain. We'll go in this order. EQ8, saturator, drum bus, then compressor. First, EQ8. Add a high pass filter around 25 to 30 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. That clears out useless rumble that steals headroom. Then dip some boxiness. Try a bell around 250 to 400 Hz, minus 2 to minus 5 dB, hue around 1.2. If you want more chest, add a gentle bell around 90 to 120 Hz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB, hue around 0.8. If it's too clicky or harsh, do a small dip at 2 to 4 kHz, maybe minus 1 to minus 3. The goal is bigger, not louder everywhere. If you find yourself boosting multiple areas, pause and decide your hero zone again. Next, saturator for that smoky warehouse grit. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so it's not tricking you with loudness. This is huge. Louder always sounds better for a second. We want better, not just louder. Next, drum bus. This is where weight and punch get exciting. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%. We want smoke, not fizzy top. Turn boom on. Set the boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz, depending on where your system hits and what key your track lives in. Set the amount around 10 to 30%. Don't go wild. Drum and bass subs are serious, and too much boom will fold on a real rig. If it's getting sharp, raise damp a bit, like 5 to 20%, and for punch, push transient up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. This is a great move, because it adds smack without you having to boost loads of high-end, then a compressor to control sustain, ratio 3 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the punch gets through, release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes at 170 plus BPM, aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If the kick suddenly feels flat, your attack is probably too fast, slow it down and you'll hear the front come back. Optional extras if you need tighter warehouse punch without more EQ, try gate before the compressor on the kick weight track. Attack around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds, hold 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 40 to 90 milliseconds, bring the threshold down until the tail shortens. This makes room for the bass notes and keeps the kick from hanging around like fog. Step 5. Glue the brake and the weight layer together. Select the Amen drum rack track and the kick weight track, then group them. Name the group drums. Now, make room in the original brake for your new low end, on the Amen brake track itself, not the group, at EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, start at 100 Hz. The idea is, the brake keeps its snap and character, and the kick weight owns the low end, on the drums group. Add a glue compressor for cohesion. Attack 3 milliseconds or 10 milliseconds if you want a bit more punch through. Release on auto or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. Turn soft clip on. Subtle, but it makes things feel finished. If you have Roar in Live 12 Suite and you want extra smoky tone, you can use it very lightly on the group or the kick weight, like 10 to 20% mix, but it's optional. Saturator and drum bus already get you most of the way. Step 6. Add warehouse space, but keep the low end tight. Important rule. Don't put reverb on the kick weight low end. Put your room on the Amen brake track only. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a room style, convolution or algorithmic room. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. So the reverb doesn't eat your mix. High cut 6 to 10 kHz, so it stays smoky, not shiny. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. You should feel the brake get air and place, while the kick weight stays direct, heavy, and forward. Step 7. Prep it to roll with a bass line using sidechain. When you bring in a sub bass, you want the kick to win without distortion. On your bass track, add compressor, enable sidechain, set audio from to the drums group, or just the kick weight track if you want the ducking to respond mostly to the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds and time it to the groove. Set threshold for 2 to 6 dB reduction when the kick hits. Longer release equals more pump and roll. Shorter release equals tighter and more techie. If your kick pattern varies a lot and the pumping feels inconsistent, here's a clean variation. Make a ghost kick trader. Create a MIDI track called a C kick. Load a short tight kick or click into Simpler. Program the same kick pattern as your break. Turn the track down to silence using utility, or otherwise make it not audible, and sidechain the bass from a C kick. Now the bass ducking is perfectly consistent even when the break kick changes tone hit to hit. Quick coach move. Check phase and coherence, because layering can secretly cancel your low end. Put utility on the kick weight track temporarily. Hit phase invert left, then right, and listen. If the low end suddenly gets bigger or disappears, your layers are fighting. Fix it by nudging the kick weight clip slightly, like plus or minus 5 to 30 samples, using clip start or track delay. Then recheck. When it locks, the low end feels solid and centered. Also, use spectrum like a ruler, not a judge. Drop spectrum after your kick weight chain and look at where the strongest peak sits. If you see it living around, say, 55 Hz, then make a conscious decision for your bass to emphasize a slightly different spot, or at least carve space, so they're not both trying to be the king of the same exact frequency. Step 8. Quick arrangement idea, an 8-bar warehouse DNB microstructure. Bars 1 to 2, break only, maybe a bit filtered with a smoky room. Bars 3 to 4, bring in the kick weight layer. That moment should feel like the room suddenly gets bigger. Bars 5 to 8, bring in bass and hats, maybe a small fill. For automation, try pushing drum bus boom amount slightly in bar 4 into bar 5, then pull it back once the bass arrives, if it gets crowded, and automate the reverb dry slash wet down when the drop hits. Less reverb at the drop often makes the drums feel larger, because the transient is clearer. Common mistakes to avoid while you build this. Don't boost 50 Hz like crazy. It can sound amazing on headphones and collapse on real systems. Keep boom moderate. Don't forget to high pass the brake. If the brake low end overlaps your new weight, you get flab instead of punch. Don't oversaturate the kick weight. Warehouse smoke is warm and controlled, not a square wave mess. Always level match with output. Don't compress with a super fast attack or you'll kill the punch. And don't put reverb under about 200 Hz. That's how you turn your mix into bad fob. Mini 15-minute practice plan to lock this in. Load an amen break, slice to drum rack, resample just the kick slice to a kick weight audio track. On kick weight, EQ 8 with high pass 30 Hz, dip 300 Hz, plus 2 dB at 100 Hz. Saturator analog clip. Drive 4 dB, soft clip on. Drum bus with boom at 55 Hz around 20%, transient plus 10. High pass the original break at 100 Hz. Group into drums and add glue compressor for about 2 dB of gain reduction. Add hybrid reverb to the break only, 0.6 seconds decay. Low cut 300 Hz, about 8% wet. Then bounce a quick 8-bar loop and a slash be it. Break only versus break plus kick weight. Your target is the same groove, but bigger floor impact.